Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Dylan 3 Swallowed Suctions and 10 Vibrations Oral Sex Male Masturbator from Acme Joy. So this, I've reviewed several toys similar to this. This is a sucking, vibrating kind of toy. It's meant to simulate a blowjob. This one is very high-end, but it's very affordable for its price. But it's a little bit over-engineered, and I'll go over that. So just look at the finish on this. It's very shiny. It's got good contours. It looks like a sports car. All the connections are water-resistant. I don't want to say waterproof, because I don't want you like submerging this in water and then yelling at me that it broke. But all the buttons are like rubber. You have the connector. You have the connector for the it's USB power. This is the charge port. It uses a magnet. So I think I actually have it right around here. See this? See the little magnets? So you plug this into USB. And then you plug these and they connect to the magnets. That's how it charges. So it's water resistant. I wouldn't necessarily put this underwater though. This is the exhaust for the suction. And that's, again, it's really fancy. Like usually I just see like a hole. This has like a little kind of a fan with like a thing. It's pretty cool. So I was very impressed. And it's heavy. This doesn't feel cheap. The plastic doesn't feel cheap. It doesn't feel, you know, overly light, like it's got some corners cut. And this is very affordable. It's only $65.99. So I was very impressed. My expectations were high. Let me go over the buttons. You have a power button. You have a vibration button. You have a suction button. And then this is called the storm button. Essentially what it does is it makes it go to its max settings. So you hold down the storm button and it makes it suck as hard as it can and vibrate as hard as it can. And the idea is when you're about to orgasm, you press that button and it makes it go to the max settings so you can orgasm. All right, take the cap off. Here's the insert. The insert is white and it has a generic hole in the front, which I appreciate because when the holes look like a mouth or a vagina, yeah, it doesn't matter, and you know whatever hole you're into, you don't want to have a hole imposed on you. Particularly if it's a blowjob toy. Whenever there's a blowjob toy and the insert looks like a vagina, it's stupid, because it's meant to simulate a blowjob, but they give the insert a vagina kind of, you know, with a clit and an opening, and it's like it's a blowjob. Anyway, if you take the insert out, all right, you'll see that the bullet vibrator actually goes into a pocket. Now, I've reviewed a few of these recently where the bullet vibrator was actually hard mounted to the unit, and it actually kind of fit into the insert through the suction. This one isn't one of those. This one has a bullet vibrator on a wire. It has like kind of a foam cushion around the wire, probably to keep it from jiggling around, but that's about it. The insert is very thick, and I'll talk about that. So I'm not. This is actually. Well, I'll talk about it now. The insert is too thick, and this gets in the way of the functionality of the toy. But it's very well made. Like you could use this just like as a straight up pocket pussy if you wanted. It's thick enough. But as a part of this toy, it actually gets in the way of the suction and the vibration because the insert is so thick that you can't even feel it. Like here, I'll look. This is probably the best test. But look, I'm just gonna hold it. By just the end, okay? All my fingers are on the end. And look, it's still standing up straight. It's barely drooping. So whenever I review toys like this, you know, the insert is very floppy and soft, and this one is very firm and thick. And that's a problem because the bullet vibrator goes into this pocket and vibrates on the side of the insert. And the insert is so thick and firm that you can barely feel the vibrations. If it were thinner and floppier, you'd be able to feel the vibrations much more more powerfully. Also, when the suction is going on, the insert is too thick and too firm, it doesn't really compress. Again, a thinner, floppier insert would compress more from the suction. This didn't really do much. It was actually kind of disappointing. Extremely disappointing given the build quality. So I think they over-engineered this because this insert is too thick and too firm, which is normally a good thing. You want a nice, robust insert, but in this case, the thickness and the firmness got in the way of the toy, and it actually made it feel less good. As far as the texture goes, it's nothing to write home about. Just basic studs and rings, nothing crazy. So here's, yeah, so that's the problem. You know, you can clean it out pretty easily, turn it inside out, dump out the cum, rinse it out, dry it, put it back. So putting it back is, you know, it's exactly what you'd expect. You have to take the bullet vibrator and you have to kind of feed it back into the pocket. It's not too hard. You know, I can do it even with the monkey gloves on, so anyone can do it. And then you just have to kind of stuff it into the thing. And you got to get it over this lip. So there's a little bit of a lip there. That's the hard part, is getting it over the lip. All right, so almost there. Okay, so that's the toy. Let me show you how it works. So I'm gonna turn it on. Okay, and we'll turn the vibrations on. Okay, so it's on high. You probably can't hear it. You can't, I mean, you can, I can feel it. I can feel the vibrations through the toy, but you can't really feel it using it. Like, I mean, I can kind of feel it, but as far as these toys go, very weak. And for the suction, all right, so look, now I've reviewed several of these toys in the past. Let me turn it to its max setting. Okay, so you see me review these toys in the past. All right, okay, you can see it compressing. It is compressing. Why did it? Okay, so when I was using this toy, it just wasn't very powerful, but I'm seeing it compress. So now I'm like confused. Like, did I use it wrong? It just didn't feel that powerful to me. Anyway, okay, so anyway, okay, I'm gonna hit the storm button. We're gonna see what that does. All right, make sure this is in frame. All right, storm button in 3, 2, 1, go. All right, so I'm holding the storm button down. All right, so it basically, oh, I think I know what the problem is. That's kind of silly if you think about it. All right, the storm button expands the insert. Right? Do you see that? So, see the insert's like, you know, I'm going to hit the storm button. It expands it. That's silly. All right, let me explain. Okay, let me turn this off. All right. I think I get it. I think I get why I didn't enjoy this toy very much. Maybe this, okay, so this is called swallowed suctions. I don't know. Okay. All right, Acme Joy, hear me out. You want the toy to get tighter. You want the toy to tighten on your dick. For whatever reason, this toy is designed where the insert expands. I was blaming the thickness of the insert, but now I'm not so sure. I think it's how the suction is arranged. The toy expands when the suction is on, which makes the insert looser. But why would you want that? Why would you want the pussy or the mouth or whatever to expand and get looser while you're using it? How is that going to feel good? You see what I'm saying? So you... And I'm not sure other toys have done this and they've accomplished this. I'm not really sure what the science is behind it. But you want the insert to get tighter. Now, usually when you suck all the air out of the chamber, the insert does tighten on its own as it kind of like compresses from the vacuum, I guess. But this one, it was like expanding. I'm not sure how they did that. But the expanding insert doesn't feel better. You're getting less friction. It doesn't feel as tight as it did. So you're moving in the wrong direction. You don't want a toy to get less tight and have less friction. You want the toy to get tighter with more friction. So I'm not really sure what happened here. Again, I guess it's working as intended. It's just, I guess, not the toy for me. I don't know, swallowed suctions, what's going on with that? Because it doesn't actually suck. I've reviewed toys recently where they're actually... The air actually sucks you into it And there's actually like an exhaust where if you get cum or liquid or lube, it'll actually shoot out the other side of the toy. So it's not doing that. It's not sucking you into it. And it's not tightening. It's actually expanding and getting looser, which is like, why? Why would you do this? So, man, I'm confused. I'm very confused. This toy confuses me. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm confused. Is someone out there who's into a pussy getting looser as the woman gets aroused? Do you like a pussy that gets looser where you don't feel it as much? You like throwing a hot dog down a hallway? Is that your fetish? You like loose pussies that you can barely feel on your dick? If that's you, if you're the guy who likes the feeling of loose pussies, there you go. This really needs to work in the opposite direction. Is there an opposite direction? Can you like make here? You know what? Let me see. You know what? Before I write this toy off. All right. Let's see what we got here. So I'm going to try all the different, the three suction modes. Okay, so that's one. Let me try number two. It seems basically the same with a slightly different timer. All right, let's try three. No, they're all just expanding. Here, let me stick my finger in it. Let me see if I'm feeling something. I mean, it gets worse. Like, okay, so I don't know. I'm very confused. So the way this toy works is, as the suction turns on, the vagina or mouth or whatever, it expands and gets loose and less frictiony. And I don't know who thought that was a good idea. I don't know what's going on. It should get tighter. That's what these toys are supposed to do. So I don't know. Help me out here. So I didn't like it. I guess. Now, I mean, you can, it feels good. I'm not saying it hurts or it feels, I guess, realistic in the sense that the it's expanding and contracting, but the storm button just makes it expand indefinitely, which isn't what you want. Like, if you're about to come, you don't want the pussy to, or mouth to, like, expand. You're trying to get it nice and tight. You're trying to finish off strong. But this one does the opposite. It expands and gets looser, and I didn't enjoy it. I mean, you can orgasm in this. It's not a bad, it works, and it's well made. They clearly put a lot of thought and effort into it, but it just, the core gimmick of the toy, just, it's moving in the wrong direction. I'm not sure why they went with that. So if there was like a button that made it go backwards, like maybe instead of sucking it, I don't know, blew air in and caused, I don't know. Other toys seem to have figured this out, like where it gets tighter. I don't know. But I guess maybe if you've tried toys that where the insert gets tighter from the suction and you're like, oh man, I hate that. I hate when pussies get tight. I want the pussy to get looser and I don't want to feel it as much. That's my thing. If that's you, this is the toy for you. Your ship has come in, my friend. But if you like tight pussies, if you like a feeling of, finishing strong, then this toy isn't for you, unfortunately. I'm still very confused. Because it's a well-made toy. It works. It's got high-quality parts in it. It's well-constructed. It's just, the core concept is flawed. Anyway, all right, that's all I got. It's only $65.99, which is very cheap. Like, for a toy of this quality, I'd expect something closer to $100. So it's very affordable. If you like loose pussies and you like, less friction the closer you get to orgasm, then this is for you. I don't know. So I do have a coupon code. You could try that out. But yeah, I didn't like this toy. I wanted to. My expectations were high based on the initial impressions from the build quality. But man, I thought it was the insert. So I was wrong about the insert. I guess the insert isn't It's not a problem of the insert being too thick. It's the problem of the suction causing the insert to expand outward instead of tighten inward. So look, I got nothing. All right, so Acme Joy. You might want to. I don't know what to do with this. Anyway, thank you Acme Joy for sending me this toy. The coupon code will work for this toy. I think it's good for the whole site. I think you can use the coupon code, check out the entire array of toys from Acme Joy. I've reviewed several toys from Acme Joy. They make good toys. You know, they're not for everyone. Not every toy is going to be perfect for everyone. So this toy wasn't for me. Maybe it's right for you. Maybe there's a different toy at Acme Joy that might be right for you. Use the coupon code, check out the site. That's all I got. Thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.